Chapter 15, Ed Thomas and Willie Mae. Henry Edward Thomas, 1897 to 1985, Willie Mae Thomas Latham Moon, 1915 to 2010. Ed Thomas was a farmer and house painter for most of his life, a man of scant education but rich life experiences. He hailed from the countryside near Bluntsville, a small town some 50 miles northeast of Birmingham. A stout fellow of normal height, Ed had stubby fingers, two with nub ends, the result of a refinery accident long before I knew him. With red-rimmed eyes that bulged a bit, he was not really what you would call a good-looking man, but made up for lackluster looks with personality. To use a term he probably would have been proud to own, he was a pistol. When he greeted you, he wore a big grin that could have been taken for a leer. He wasn't effusive, he simply drew you toward him. "Come here to me," he would say, and take a hug or up close a tight handshake. At singings, he was unrelentingly cheerful, grinning throughout. He loved singing, loved it. A tenor and another one of those leaders who led without a book, he often sang with a pencil or fan in his hand, and led with it, too. In one memory I have of him at a singing in the Birmingham area, he stepped into the square calling, 455, soar away, sidled up to the front bench of the treble, waited till he had everyone's attention, and said, not just to them, but to the class at large, "I want you to sing this like you's hungry." He took the pitch, tossed his arms up, and we were off. I'm sure we satisfied his bidding. When Ed entered the square, the excitement meter always went up at least a couple of notches.